Fergal Darcy.
Today FM.
It is Today FM. To get in contact today, 087-4100-102. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you may have seen her in six different Irish shows over 12 months between 2017 and 2018, but she is back in action on the 22nd of November in the Three Arena. The one, the only, the magnificent, the full of energy, Sigrid. Hello, Sigrid. How are you?
Thank you. What an intro.
You know, I got to see a couple of your gigs. I went to see you in the Academy. And then believe I went to see you in Longitude. And it's funny because there's an Irish band called Wild Youth, and I always bump into them at gigs. And I remember we met at our business to go down during the day. It was a real warm day at Longitude, and you were playing during the day. And then when I saw you in Electric Green at Electric Picnic, I'll never forget that moment. It was a huge moment. And you started to cry. And I remember thinking to myself, oh my God, I love it.
One of my favorite shows ever.
I couldn't get over how busy it was in the Electric Arena. It was huge, and that was a brilliant show for me.
Like the whole vibe there, it was incredible. You guys know how to party.
Well, that's the thing. You see, you've said this before that, you know, after Olesen, maybe Ireland might be your favorite place. Is it still your second favorite place in the world?
You know, I'm not saying this to be nice. It actually is.
I love that. And you know, there is something about you.
I really love being there. It's great. People are so nice to us. And it's, I don't know, maybe it's because you guys seem like you're pretty in touch with nature. So that makes me feel like home. And everyone's just very happy.
If you're in Olesen and you're anywhere in Ireland, I mean, the kind of weather is cold and brutal like us. I mean, at times it can be. We're big into music and so are you guys. So, I mean, we've got a lot in common.
Something in common. And this is going to be the Three Arena show is the biggest show we've done so far. The whole band, the whole crew, everyone's super excited and we can't stop talking about that gig. So it's just incredible. I simply can't believe that we've sold that many tickets already. So it's mad. It's going to be so much fun.
That will be sold out. And if people want to check out tickets, they can check them out on ticketmaster.ie as it is right now. So you're just back from North America, 22 gigs in 36 days. Wow.
Yes. Yeah, you know what? It was actually it was fine. I'm surprised by myself. I didn't get a cold, which I'm very happy about. No, it was great. Lovely crowds everywhere. We didn't really know what to expect. It was our first proper tour over there, but incredible. Yeah, so much fun. We've done horse riding. I've gone to some crazy art museums. We've been out in Nashville. It's been fun.
You'd probably sit right into Nashville. I'd say that'd probably be perfect for you.
Yeah, I loved it. I'm really into country music, so... Country music in Ireland, is that a thing?
Yeah, it is. It's absolutely huge, and actually it's only getting bigger and bigger actually in Ireland here at the moment. It seems to be taking over, that thing of a Sunday night. You always hear people in communities all over the country kind of going, right, we'll go down for an old jive kind of thing, which you know something, actually you would fit totally into this, because okay, you're 23, just gone since September. Okay, you studied dance for a decade, which is the better part of a half of your life, am I right in saying that?
Yeah,
so you
I
got
did.
Ballet, jazz, hip-hop all in there, right?
And you know your facts, yeah.
Do know. Well, there you go. And you see, you said this in other interviews where, you know, when you dance, and that is one of the things I love about watching you on stage, is that energy. And you've said this, that sometimes it feels more natural to jump around. There's a thing.
Yeah.
In Ireland, I think you'd fit in perfectly at an owl jive on a Sunday night in a country hall. I think this could be your thing. I think that this is it. You've found it. This is where you need to end up. Jiving it in a country hall the next time you're over. Just stay over for the weekend with the crew.
That would be fun.
And do that. Yeah, you'd love it.
We need to go properly. I haven't been properly out in Ireland yet. So that needs to happen in Dublin.
Oh, that'll need to be remedied. Yeah, need to be remedied. And you love it because our songs over here, our traditional songs, the Owl Triangle and all that, they're all kind of like verse, pre-chorus, chorus, verse, pre-chorus, B-chorus,
sweet.
Outro. Yeah.
Sounds like my type of music.
You would get it straight away. Can we touch a little bit on family? Because this is something I really admire about you, is your relationship between Joanne and Telef. And there's I saw this video for that song Sister, and there's so many personal memories in there of you guys growing up, and it just looks like that your family is that family that everyone wants to be around.
That's very kind, but I'm glad you brought it up. I talked to them both this morning. They're my best friends, honestly, and I love that video more than anything. It's strange. Like, I guess we didn't really think about it when Telef published that. It was before things started to take off for me, but it's really nice. There's some lovely memories in there. And, you know, obviously we're a family like everyone else. And you know what families are like.
Yeah, well,
but, I love mine. We're incredibly close. And they're very important to me.
Meet me in the hallway for a cup of coffee by the stairs. We're both in a hurry.
like about Telef is, you know, at 16, he was the guy who kind of said to you, well, look, if you want to come along and play in my concert here in the hall, like, you know, you want to do support, like, you're going to have to write your first original song, which subsequently was a song you wrote about not getting into the same boarding school as your siblings.
Yes.
Wow, tell us about that.
Yeah, the thing is, so, and also, like, my sister, when I was 13, my sister gave me my first singing lesson because she was like, I think I should give you a singing lesson. She's a really great singer. So they both encouraged me a lot. But yeah, they both went to boarding schools. My brother went to a school in Wales and my sister went to one in Italy. I applied and I didn't get in. I think I was first on the waiting list. But it was probably one of the first, like, tough things, but... it's easy to say now that I'm glad that I didn't get in, because then I started doing music, because that's what my first song is about. But of course, it wasn't easy when it happened. But my brother was playing a show in our hometown, because he's a musician too. And he said that you can't do any more Adele covers, as you always do. You need to write an original song if you're going to go up there and do a song. So I had 2 weeks to finish a song, because he knew that I'd been trying to write for like half a year but never finishing anything.
Wow.
So I had a deadline, and that's what I needed.
I love this though, because there seems to be that's a beautiful thing that families do when they help each other. And I like this too as well, and I feel this with your music as well, because when I listen to Sucker Punch, what I felt about it, like whatever about anyone else says, my personal feeling on it is, I love the fact that there's a range of feelings in here, because we're all interchangeable. Mm. You're happy one day, you're sad the next, you have a crush one day, then you're in a relationship, then you're not. I mean, in fairness, this is a beautiful album. It's about friendships, it's about love, it's about crushes. Mm. It's just about everyday things, from Sucker Punch to Strangers to High Five to Don't Kill My Vibe, which, might I add, congratulations on achieving your lifetime goal of getting that song into The Sims, sung in Simlish. What? What?
That was incredible. That's still like one of my like biggest peaks of the career so far, is that Sims soundtrack.
Can you do it offhand? Like, if somebody said to you, can you sing some of that in Simlish, can you do it?
Honestly, I still don't. It was very mysterious, and I never really talked a lot directly to Sims. It all went through my team, but they're really cool people. But I remember one day they just sent me an MP3 with someone in the Sims community, like Sims team, singing Don't Kill My Vibe in Simlish. And they added also the translated lyrics, and that was that. And I have no idea how they translated it. Like, if it's, I still don't understand if all the words actually mean something, like, grammatically, like if there's a system in the words or if they make it up. But it was just really incredible and almost quite magical, since like Sims is my childhood. Me and my sister would game Sims all the time growing up, so she was very proud too.
Actually, the funny thing is that when you do come to Ireland and you do play on the 22nd of November and you do end up in an Irish pub till the wee hours of the morning, you will realise that everyone sings in Simlish. It's just kind of like...
It's going to be very similar.
There's a nice vibe to it. On a final note, just before I let you go, there's a beautiful story about you picking up some song sheets at home that your dad had with Neil Young on it, and you found Gimme Strength. You know, he had taught you how to play guitar and you learned the guitar, but you've been you transferred that to piano and he hadn't heard that. Now that's a tradition in your house that you all stand around as a family and do this Neil Young song at Christmas.
Oh, that's lovely to be reminded of. But yeah, it's true. That's how I got into guitar. So my brother and dad have always played guitar and we just always had one in the living room. So I started playing piano when I was 7, but like in junior high school, 15-ish, I started to figure out like, I want to learn guitar. So I picked up the guitar, and the first songs that were like had guitar sheets was Neil Young. And my dad is a really big Neil Young fan, very organized with his Neil Young lyrics and stuff. So I found this the lyrics of Give Me Strength with the chords, and I started playing that. And then my dad was like, oh, you're starting to listening to Neil Young. And then he got really excited that his daughter got into his favorite type of music. And then my sister and my brother gathered around, and then we all just started singing. So that's the thing back home, that we all Yeah, we'll just sing with my mom too.
We have to tell the truth here though. Because of this love for Neil Young, this ended up in a 30-minute concert. Because you guys have been to see him about 6-7 times. This ended up as your family in a bar beforehand doing a 30-minute concert of Neil Young songs.
I cannot believe all the info you got here. Who's the researcher?
I am the researcher.
Oh!
Yeah.
I'm very impressed.
Oh, there you go.
We did a Neil Young cover concert in Bergen before his headline gig at the biggest venue in Bergen. I was incredibly nervous, but this was also before I moved to Bergen, so before I started getting serious with music too. It was like really early on, and the whole family was there. It was really nice. My uncle was there, I remember too. It was lovely. It was one of our favorite bars in Bergen, because I later moved to Bergen and lived there for 3 years. But I remember that Neil Young gig so well because it started pouring down. And Bergen people are really used to this rain. It's probably the most rainy city in Bergen. But I don't think I've seen that much rain ever since. It was insane.
Well, November in Ireland. Let's look forward to this because it's going to be lashing.
True.
It's going to be lashing in November, on the 22nd of November, when you're in the Thea Arena. And I look forward to seeing you there to sing Red Lorry, Yellow Lorry backstage along with you and the guys.
Oh, my God.
And have the Red Lorry, Yellow Lorry. But listen, come here. It has been a pleasure talking to you, Sigurd. And you are an absolute lady. And keep doing what you're doing. You've been absolutely amazing and a huge influence to a lot of young Irish people out there. So thank you so much for that.
Oh, thank you. Lovely chat. Fergal Darcy. Today FM.